You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Here on October the 7th of 2024. Currently, downtown Wausau, 98.9 WXCO Studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Plenty of sunshine, fair skies, 42 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Flying solo today. Ian Welsh is off. Ian, last night, was in Madison along with his family. Had the opportunity to see a fantastic show. Steve Martin and Martin Short. Again, as I said earlier, when he told us last week during the show that for his weekend plans, he was going to head down to Madison with the family and be able to see Steve Martin and Martin Short, I was so very jealous. And last night I was laying in bed just watching a little TV, getting ready to go to sleep, and actually, Ian sent me a picture from the theater where the show was being performed, and it was fantastic to see, and I can't wait to get a full report on the show tomorrow. So Ian will be back with us tomorrow morning, and today, this flying solo. Again, coming up a little bit later on in this hour, we're going to talk to the governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear. And in fact, he was one of the names kind of out there as one of the possibilities when the current Vice President Kamala Harris was deciding who was going to be her running mate. Of course, Tim Walz got the job. Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania was out there, but also along with Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona. But some people were saying maybe somebody like Andy Beshear would have fit the mold, because he's been very successful in a state that is very much a Republican stronghold. A Democrat who has won statewide to become the Attorney General, and of course has won statewide to become governor as well. And Andy Beshear will be with us coming up at 9:40, talk about the campaign, talk about some of the issues, including reproductive rights. We'll talk about speaking to rural voters. As I said earlier, when we had a chance to talk to Tim Walz a couple of weeks back, one of the things I asked him about was being successful, being able to get people who may vote Republican in some other races to consider you to be able to win those races in some tough districts and or tough states. And Tim Walz was in a tough district to win re-election to the Congress, a district that was carried by a significant margin by Donald Trump in 2016. But Tim Walz was able to win it and keep his seat as well the last time he ran for office in that district. So we'll talk to Andy Beshear about talking to rural voters in Kentucky and what can we learn here, because obviously in Wisconsin, so many rural voters as well, and a very important aspect to winning a statewide race for Vice President Harris coming up in November, and of course for the re-election of Tammy Baldwin in the United States Senate in her race against Eric Hovde. So Governor Beshear coming up at 9:40 this morning here on the program. Even though Ian is not here, we will still have our daily history lesson coming up at the end of the hour, and we'll have a number for the day. We won't have the number for the day quiz. Maybe I'll give it to you out there. You guys can have your own number for the day quiz, but we'll have that to wrap things up as well before all this said and done on this Monday morning here on 98.9 WXCO. Of course, the weather has been one of the major headlines around the country recently. Hurricane Helene. And, of course, there's another hurricane coming very quickly, Hurricane Milton, which could hit part of Florida, middle part of this week. But Hurricane Helene, and the thing that has been so disturbing, and I talked in the last hour about, you know, decisions that are made by either candidates for office or those who are currently in office. The decisions that are made, what you're going to talk about, the issues you're going to focus on. I talked about the way that Derek Van Orden in his reelection campaign is attempting to use, I think, racist imagery and racist words to try to hold on to his seat in his race against Rebecca Cook. I talked about the fact that Mayor Doug Dinney has an opportunity to talk about different things here in the city of Wausau, and he's decided to make drop boxes one of the major focuses here the last few weeks, and it's going to continue apparently in the next few weeks as he's hoping to be able to talk about this at a city council meeting tomorrow night as well. So again, decisions are made on what you talk about. Decisions are made on whose voices you will magnify. And we have seen Republicans and conservatives and MAGAs and many of those on the right use conspiracy theories when it comes to the hurricane. Instead of focusing on making sure that the people that are suffering greatly are helped as quickly as possible, they are throwing out their conspiracy theories in order to try to win a couple of votes. It is disgusting. Devastation in much of the southeastern part of this country. And instead of focusing 100% on trying to get help to the people that are suffering, officials in affected states and with FEMA are having to spend valuable time and resources shooting down dozens of ridiculous conspiracy theories. Some of them, here are some of them. And again, this is wrong. Wrong on every level. Because these people know better. These people are trying to stir the pot in order to sow chaos in front of this election. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is among those who have said that Helene was an engineered storm by Democrats to allow corporations to mine regional lithium deposits. Of course, it's untrue. And by the way, if people, no matter who you support or on what side of the political spectrum you were on, could control the weather, I saw this very interesting social media post last night, because if you tuned in last night to see Sunday Night Football between the Cowboys and the Steelers, the game was delayed an hour and a half because of major storms in Pittsburgh. There was lightning, there was heavy rain, so the game did not kick off until about 8:45 instead of the scheduled time of 7:15. So, but the posting was made that I read said, well, this proves MTG's theory completely wrong, because if powerful folks could control the weather, you certainly would not have it affecting Sunday Night Football. because they would make sure that the weather was not affecting Sunday Night Football and the tens of millions of people that would tune in and the sponsors and the money that's brought into NBC for that. So I found that to be a chuckle-worthy aspect to a conspiracy theory that frankly has made me livid. Also, another false conspiracy theory is the Biden administration siphoned federal disaster funds to help migrants get into the country illegally. Untrue. Again, untrue. Disaster funds are disaster funds and are not used to pay for other needs. But again, as I said in the last hour, people like Trump and people like Vance and people like their great allies will use any tragedy to try to twist it again into some racist theory about migrants. It's wrong on every single level. Some have suggested officials are deliberately abandoning bodies in the cleanup. Untrue. Rumors suggest that officials plan to bulldoze storm-affected communities and seize land, possibly for profit. Untrue. And even Elon Musk, a guy that appeared with Donald Trump in Pennsylvania on Saturday. He appeared in Pittsburgh last night waving a terrible towel at the Steelers-Cowboys games, a game. When I saw that, it made me say, I think I'm rooting for the Cowboys tonight. Usually I never say that. but seeing Elon Musk wave a terrible towel in support of the Steelers last night. But Elon Musk accused FEMA of obstructing his company SpaceX's efforts to provide Starlink satellite internet to areas in North Carolina affected by Hurricane Helene. Musk claimed that FEMA is blocking access and preventing private helicopters from delivering essential supplies. Untrue. A lie from Elon Musk. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said that no airspace restrictions were imposed by the FAA and that legitimate rescue and recovery flights were not being obstructed. Secretary Pete invited Musk to contact him directly, and the two did discuss Musk's false claims. Elon Musk gets millions, maybe billions. I don't know. I don't know what the exact number is. But he gets many, many millions of dollars of tax breaks or subsidies from the United States government. And yet he complains about these kind of things. I think the government needs to take a very close look at their relationship with Elon Musk, because he's got way too much power. Way too much power. And I wish it would be asked. I wish that would be asked to Kamala Harris and to Donald Trump about the amount of power that this private citizen, this super rich private citizen has within the government of the United States of America. It's wrong. It's wrong. And something needs to be done, because Elon Musk should not have the potential to basically affect domestic policy, foreign policy, military policy, and so many other areas of our lives. Not good at all. The time is 9:18. Again, we'll be talking to Andy Beshear, the governor of the state of Kentucky, at 9:40 this morning here on the program. Glad you could start off your Monday, start off the new work week with me. Sunny skies here in north central Wisconsin, temperature into the lower to middle 40s. We'll take a quick time out and be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also check us out. Go to Facebook.com and the 98.9 page and check out our video stream.
Radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Just heard a promo for our sales position. Again, if you're somebody that is either involved in sales or has an interest in sales and would love to join a terrific organization, and I don't say that lightly. I would never come out here and just say, oh, it's a wonderful place to work, and then realizing that, you know, I'm just saying that. No. Civic Media is a great, great employer. I've been with them now for a little bit more than 2 years. And they have been just outstanding to me and so many others here throughout the 20 stations that have been built up in the 2+ years since Civic Media got underway. But if you're somebody that would like to talk about the opportunity to become part of our sales team, just drop me an email. Again, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. We'll get you the information you need just to be able to talk things over, maybe answer a few questions, and see if we can take those next steps forward. Great opportunities to sell this program, sell all of our programs that you hear on a daily basis here on Civic Media and WXCO. Be able to sell our high school sports coverage and our big high school sports show, and so many opportunities for a go-getter. And we would love to hear from you. So again, if you just would like to have a conversation, send me that email, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. Tonight is actually an interesting television program. You should be listening to 98.9 at all times. But tonight there's a special 60 Minutes, a 60 Minutes election special at 7 o'clock. The special will feature Vice President Kamala Harris, her vice presidential running mate, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. They will also look at Arizona's Maricopa County, home to more than 60% of Arizona's voters and a critical battleground in a key swing state. The reason they have time to go to Maricopa County and take a look at that part of Arizona in front of the election is because they had some time to fill. You know why they had some time to fill? Because while the vice president is willing to sit down, and Governor Walz is willing to sit down with CBS in 60 Minutes to answer questions about their policy beliefs and what they would do in office, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance decide, nope, we don't want to go there. We don't want to have the potential of actually being fact-checked. We don't want to be able to go to a place that would reach millions and millions of potential voters, but there's also that opportunity that maybe they'd be called out on their lies. So no Donald Trump, no J.D. Vance on the 60 Minutes election special. And again, the idea that Donald Trump says, well, I'm not going to go to CBS in 60 Minutes. Fake news. I'm not going to talk to George Stephanopoulos. Fake news. I'm not going to talk to anybody except my friends over at Newsmax or at Fox or at, I forget what the other right-wing news networks are, but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that a man that so many of those on the right claim is a real man's man. Talk about guts. It's Donald Trump. The guy's too afraid to go talk to anybody where he doesn't know the questions beforehand. Ron Johnson's the same way. Many years ago, I had a morning show here on WXCO. Is under the previous ownership. It's a different kind of morning show. But we would, from time to time, get a chance to speak to Ron Johnson. And the thing about it, though, they would not allow me just to have a conversation. They would want to know exactly what questions would be asked, and they would suggest all the topics, and not just suggest, but say, these are the topics Johnson will talk about. I would say yeah, and then I would give enough sugar to let them know that I realize what they want to talk about, but then at the same time I would throw in some questions that, hey, you know, the people of Wisconsin deserve to hear your opinion on this or that. And fortunately, he did not hang up on me. I'm guessing though the folks that by his elbow that we're giving him all the information on what to expect to be talking about, we're not thrilled about it. But at the same time, you know, these guys should know better that if you throw your hat in the ring, if you're going to be somebody that is either president of the United States or a United States senator, you have to expect to answer some questions. And the idea that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance would not go on 60 Minutes and have basically a great opportunity for free media time. And that's very rare. I mean, to go onto a major network and get free media time does not happen outside of debates very often. You have to pay a lot of money, millions of dollars of advertising spending to get your message out. Well, here's an opportunity to get your message out without having to pay for it. But the Republican ticket has decided, nope, that's not the direction they want to go in. So you do have a chance to hear, I'm sure, getting some very tough questions. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz tonight at 7 o'clock on CBS on the 60 Minutes election special. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to have an opportunity to speak to the governor of the state of Kentucky. Yep, the governor of the state of Kentucky, Andy Beshear. He's going to be joining us in the next segment. Talk a bit about reproductive rights, talk about speaking to voters from rural areas where he has shown to be a very effective campaigner to get votes and become a Democrat winning statewide election in Kentucky. And of course, we talked earlier about the senators, far-right senators, such as Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and also Dr. Rand Paul. I use doctor very loosely. But we have an information update coming up next. It will be news, weather, and sports, and that is straight ahead. I'm Chad Holmes. It is Monday morning, the 7th of October. The time is 9:28. Glad you could be with me here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Join me and former Wausau West High School football coach Jason Foster each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Every week, we'll talk high school football, including special guests. We'll be joined by one of our area high school football coaches, and also each week joined by a student athlete guest as well. We'll recap all the action in area high school football and look forward to the following week's games as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show each Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, if you miss any of our previous episodes, you can listen on the archive page at bullfallsradio.com. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We'll be joined by Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, a quick note, we just heard a promo for our Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. This Wednesday, we'll be joined by Stevens Point Area Senior High School Head Football Coach Ryan Eigenberger. He'll be our coach guest at 6:25. And we'll be joined by Carson Callow of the Newman Catholic Cardinals as our student athlete guest coming up at 7:06. That is coming up on Wednesday night, the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to the governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear. And again, very impressive what he's been able to do in the bluegrass state. We talked a bit earlier about how you look at the two senators from the state of Kentucky. They both would occupy far-right portions of the political spectrum. Mitch McConnell has been senator from Kentucky for many a year. He is the Senate Minority Leader. And then Rand Paul, who makes Mitch McConnell look almost moderate. Rand Paul, also the junior senator from Kentucky. But Andy Beshear has been able to do a wonderful job in terms of winning statewide elections in Kentucky, first as the state attorney general and then as the governor. And he's been doing great work in that state. So we're going to talk to Andy Beshear coming up in just a few minutes. Also, again, tomorrow, we're going to be talking a bit about, again, the ballot drop box issue here in central Wisconsin. Coming up tomorrow evening, there will be a city council meeting. And it's going to be interesting to see what they talk about, because we've heard Mayor Doug Dinney say that he wants to be able to talk about the drop box issue during the council meeting, despite the fact that the ultimate authority in terms of the drop box goes to the city clerk. Again, this past summer, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court made a ruling that the drop boxes were legal and also that the city clerk would be the ones to determine whether communities would be using those drop boxes. And now we have seen throughout the state of Wisconsin so many different folks try to pressure clerks. And we talked about the Dodge County issue that's occurred. In the last month or so, the sheriff of Dodge County appeared at a press conference down in Madison with Tom Tiffany, the 7th District Congressman, and he touted the fact that he went around to all these clerks in Dodge County and suggested that they should not use drop boxes, and they agreed. Well, you have a guy who is the law in that county coming in there and putting this pressure on. It was wrong on every level. And now you see others who are just trying to put that pressure on these clerks around the state of Wisconsin. And you can say whether it's pressure or not pressure. I'm not going to judge what the discussions were, but we know that the mayor of Wausau, Doug Dinney, was somebody that did meet with the clerk and tried to suggest to the clerk that the best course of action here in our community was to not put out a drop box at City Hall. And when the clerk disagreed and the drop box was being set to be put into operation, the mayor went out there and hauled it away. And that was 2 weeks ago Sunday. So tomorrow's going to be another interesting day. Last week, there was some protest and an event down in Madison at the state DOJ to try to say, hey, state DOJ, investigate this. And it looks like that is exactly what's happening. There will be another rally coming up at 5 o'clock tomorrow at the City Hall here in Wausau concerning this issue. And again, those who disagree with the mayor's actions will be having an event starting at 5 o'clock, and we're going to talk a whole bunch more about that coming up tomorrow. But I'm going to see whether or not here. Nope, it does not appear that we have the governor with us yet. It was scheduled here at, oh, there we go. We're going to add Governor Andy Beshear. Governor Andy Beshear of the great state of Kentucky. Governor, we're on the air. So first of all, thank you very much for coming and joining us here on our program in central Wisconsin.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Very excited this morning to share my thoughts on this election and how important it is that we elect Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States.
It's wonderful to see you sitting over your left shoulder with a picture of President Abraham Lincoln. And it shows again, and I think you go back to Lincoln's time, the importance of the 1860 and the 1864 elections. This is a time as well where the course of our country is really on the line 29 days from today.
Well, I believe that is absolutely true. You know, we are at a boiling point in this country with neighbors yelling at neighbors over politics. That certainly doesn't square with my faith, which is about loving my neighbor as myself, and the good, the parable of the Good Samaritan saying that everybody is our neighbor. I believe that we have to move past the negativity, the name calling, and the anger politics that former President Trump espouses on a daily basis, and move to something better. Now, the vice president says we're not going back. In Kentucky, we say we ain't going back. but moving forward is so much more important. I mean, real plans for the economy, real plans to help people right now. The vice president is the first candidate in my lifetime to have an affordable housing plan as a presidential candidate, a middle-class tax break that's going to help everyone, continued support of the Affordable Care Act. You know, if former President Trump wins and does what he says he'll do, he rescinds expanded Medicaid, 600,000 Kentuckians lose coverage they had for the first time. 1.2 million Kentuckians with a pre-existing condition could get kicked off their health care. So just an incredibly important election.
And ideas and specifics. And you just went through a number of different ideas and policies that the vice president says she's going to espouse if she becomes president of the United States. And I often talk about the battle of ideas. And during this campaign, it's been, I think, a little bit difficult to get specifics in terms of one particular area, which is reproductive rights. Because you hear a lot of Republicans say, oh, you don't have to worry about this. You don't have to worry about that. And yet when they have opportunities to vote on it or to put through legislation, they don't. That's an area where I would like to see this the battle of ideas, because right now it feels like they're getting a little slippery. While the vice president, I think, has been very straightforward in exactly what her beliefs are, sometimes it's hard to pin down those on the right. And obviously in your state with a lot of Republicans and especially the two senators, have you noticed that as well, where sometimes they're saying, hey, don't worry about it, but we really do need to worry about it, especially when it comes to reproductive rights?
The Trump-Vance ticket will tell you not to worry about reproductive rights because they're 100% wrong on the issue. You know, it's Donald Trump's handpicked Supreme Court that ripped a constitutional right away from my mom, my wife, and my daughter. And I think that means we need to rip away any chance he could ever be president ever again. And then he goes on to say it's a beautiful thing. These are his words, that it's now left to the states. Well, in my state, that resulted in one of the most draconian laws in the country, where there are 0 weeks and zero options, even for victims of rape and incest, some as young as 11 or 12 years old. Women with non-viable pregnancies are told that they're going to have to carry it to term just to listen to their baby die or maybe hear no sound at all. I mean, there is no clearer issue in this election. The vice president supports freedom, trusts women to make their own decisions, while President Trump and especially J.D. Vance have put us in such a difficult place in this country, have put the lives of so many women on the line. And you listen to J.D. Vance saying that pregnancy that results from rape is inconvenient. I mean, those are his words. Oh, it's not inconvenient. It's just plain wrong. You know, people deserve options. And in my state, we've had enough of the extremism. You know, 85% of people disagree with our current law. So that shows you that one side, the vice president, is very clear on where she stands. And we all know where the former president and J.D. Vance stand. They just know they're standing in the wrong place. So they want you to look somewhere else.
And frankly, you and others are elected to be leaders, to make decisions.
Amen.
And the idea of the Republicans and many of the conservatives when it comes to that issue is, you know, leave it up to the states. Well, at a certain point, you have to be a leader too, don't you? I mean, this idea that you're kind of passing the buck in a lot of ways is the opposite of leadership, isn't it?
Well, this is, I believe, an individual constitutional right that was torn away from half of all Americans. And you sadly don't see the same type of thing happening to men in America. You just see that right being torn away from women in America. As a dad of a daughter, as a husband of an amazing wife, having amazing parents, this is a right they all had virtually their entire lives. And you see over and over and over again, folks that used to call themselves pro this or pro that. You know, that was in a Roe v. Wade world, and that world is no longer the one we live in. It's now, do you believe in the freedom of people to make their own decisions? Do you believe that victims of rape and incest deserve options in every state across the United States of America? Because under former President Trump's Supreme Court, they don't have those options in states like mine.
And we got just a few moments remaining. I wanted to ask you about, you know, being in Kentucky, being a Democrat in Kentucky, and talking about rural voters. I talked to Governor Walz. He was similar in Minnesota, talking to rural voters and being able to have people that may vote Republican in other elections consider you and listen to you and then ultimately support you. What's been the key for you talking to rural voters in Kentucky?
Well, I think it's a couple things. First, it's showing up. And I know that in your state, the vice president and Tim Walz have shown up time and time and time again, and you're going to see them a whole lot more before this election and then after. But the other thing is understanding when people wake up in the morning, they're not thinking about this election. They're thinking about their job and whether they make enough to support their family. They're thinking about their next doctor's appointment for themselves, their parents, or their kids. They're thinking about the roads and bridges they drive on that day. They think about public safety in their community, and they think about the public school they're dropping their kids off at. When we govern where people live, when we show that we can move the needle and make their lives better, that's when people are willing to get beyond the partisanship or the tribalism and to really consider a candidate because they think that they will help them. And when you look at the vice president's plans, from a middle-class tax break, certainly helping on affordability to her belief in healthcare, how they've capped the cost of insulin and how they're pushing down the cost of other prescription drugs. When you look at the bipartisan infrastructure law from the Biden-Harris campaign and how that's making safer roads and bridges in rural America, I know that because we've received a lot, and I think your governor would say the exact same thing. They are truly not just running, but governing where people live. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is talking about his billionaire buddies and his grievances from the past. I know that it's a close election, and it's going to be. But do we want a better future? Do we want to move to a place where neighbors aren't yelling at neighbors? If so, we got to move beyond Donald Trump. We got to trust this vice president to lead us to a better place where we all remember at the end of the day that we're Americans first and everything else second, third, fourth, or fifth.
Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky, thank you very much for joining us this morning on WXCO.
Thanks for having me.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Thanks again to the governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, for joining us. Very impressive young Democrat. And again, I think as we go into this cycle, I think we've kind of hit the end of one cycle. We're seeing some younger candidates start to make their presence be felt, and it's on both sides of the aisle. I mean, you look at, you know, Governor Beshear, but you look at J.D. Vance, a very young person being on the ticket now for the Republicans. It's going to be very interesting to see the development of some of these future leaders for both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party as we move forward. The time is 9:53. Sunny skies here in North Central Wisconsin at our studios in downtown Wausau, the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. The temperature is up to 47 degrees. It is Monday, October the 7th of 2024. Yep, we are getting deeper and deeper into the year, getting closer and closer to the end of 2024. We are 29 days away from Election Day, but it's day number 281 of this year. There are 85 days left in the year. Taking a look at some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. In 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America adopted a film rating system. On this date in 1982, Cats opened on Broadway. It would run for nearly 18 years before closing on September the 10th of 2000. On this date in 1996, Fox News Channel made its debut. So that means, 28 years ago today, Fox News Channel hit the airwaves. And I would have a hard time arguing that we have learned more, we know more, and it's been a positive for our country. But nevertheless, Fox News Channel, happy birthday to you. 1998, a tragic story. Matthew Shepard, a gay college student, was beaten, robbed, and left tied to a wooden fence post outside of Laramie, Wyoming. He died 5 days later. On this date in 2001, the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan began with an air assault and covert operations on the ground. On this date in 2012, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees broke Johnny Unitas' NFL record for consecutive games with a touchdown pass at 48. You remember? I bet you now you will remember where you were 8 years ago today, because it was 8 years ago today, October the 7th of 2016. The Washington Post released a video of Donald Trump boasting of groping and kissing women without consent. When you're famous, you can grab them by the bleep. Remember what Donald Trump said? At the time, it was thought that would be the death knell of his campaign. But then, of course, those emails and that story that just ran and ran and ran. Ugh, 8 years ago, huh? Hard to believe it, isn't it? And this date in 2023, 1 year ago today, Hamas and several other Palestinian militant groups launched coordinated armed incursions from the Gaza Strip into the Gaza envelope of southern Israel, the first invasion of Israeli territory since the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. It's been a very, very tough year since then in Israel and in the Middle East. So it's been 1 year since that war got underway with the Hamas invasion. Those are a few of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Some celebrities celebrating their birthdays. TV personality Joy Behar of The View is 82. John Mellencamp. Johnny Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp, and then John Mellencamp, 73 years old today. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, turning 69. Simon Cowell is 65. Singer Toni Braxton, turning 57. Omar Miller of The Unicorn and CSI Miami is 46. And pop star Louis Capaldi turns 28 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Special events, it's Emergency Nurses Week. It is Fire Prevention Week. It is 4-H Week. It is Great Books Week. It is Kids Goal Setting Week. It is Industrial Water Week. It is International Postcard Week. It is Mental Illness Awareness Week. It is Mystery Series Week. It is National Physician's Assistant Week. It is Financial Planning Week. It's Drive Safely to and from Work Week. It is National Heimlich Heroes Week. It is also Bathtub Day. It is Flower Day. It is Forgiveness and Happiness Day. It is Inner Beauty Day. It is Propane Day. So Hank Hill over at Strickland Propane is very happy about that. It is World Architecture Day, and it is You Matter to Me Day. Our number for the day, no quiz today because Ian is not here, but we'll have the number for the day quiz again tomorrow. But our number for the day is the shipping containers which cross the oceans every year, and that number is 250 million. We will never know if Ian would have got it right on the number for the day quiz, but he'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks to Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear for joining me today. We'll be joined by Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library and another guest from the library. And we have a special announcement concerning Chad Daly coming up tomorrow morning as well. So that will be coming up tomorrow. Stick around. Coming up next, it is Matinair on Air. And then I and Ian Welsh will be back with you tomorrow, 8 till 10 a.m., right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.